Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're cracking open a document from Wishram School. It's a week in review and an upcoming schedule covering roughly April 21st to May 4th, 2025.
Right. And it's more than just, you know, dates and times.
Exactly. It feels like a snapshot, a really concentrated look at the life of the school and, well, the community around it during that specific window.
Yeah, think of it like getting a peek behind the curtain. You see the community events, what the students are up to, all the necessary meetings, and sort of the rhythm of their days planned and passed.
So our mission really is to unpack this, to see what these activities and schedules tell us about their priorities, what makes this place tick.
What matters to them, yeah.
And interestingly, even before we hit the main review period, there's this note about a community Easter egg hunt. It was the Saturday before, April 19th.
Okay.
Yeah. And it apparently went really well. Families, games, food. And they specifically mention volunteers making it happen.
That's telling, isn't it? Just that little mention. Community hunt, plus thanking volunteers. It suggests, right off the bat, a school that sees itself connected.
Yeah, not just operating in the community, but with it. It makes you wonder how much that volunteer spirit pops up elsewhere.
Exactly. It sets a certain tone.
Okay, so moving into the actual review week, starting April 21st. Thursday the 24th jumps out. Wonderful evening of cultural enrichment.
Mm-hmm. And the list of activities is pretty impressive.
Right. Beading, weaving, basket making, traditional teas, even fishing pole holders and fry bread tacos.
Wow, that's quite a spread. It's not just like a presentation. It sounds very hands-on.
Definitely feels like an active sharing of culture, probably local traditions specific to the Wishram community, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Things like beading and weaving often have deep roots. Yeah. And then throwing in fry bread tacos, it's welcoming, you know?
Yeah.
It brings people together over shared food and activity, fosters that connection.
Connection seems key. The document then uses this phrase, finishing strong, together. Yeah, it feels like a motto for this period, moving towards the end of the school year. They talk about creative learning, deeper conversations, keeping things positive and focused.
Finishing strong, together.
Uh-huh.
I like that. It signals a shared purpose, doesn't it? A collective push. And mentioning creative hands-on learning and deep conversations, it gives a little insight into how they teach, maybe.
Yeah, focusing on engagement right to the end. So, looking at that week in review section, April 21st to 27th, what details jump out?
Well, for me, the consistent presence of the school nurse and the therapist. They're listed on multiple days.
Right. That signals a real focus on student well-being, both physical and mental.
Definitely. And there's also a mobile medical unit visit mentioned. That suggests they're being proactive about access to healthcare resources.
Good point. And you also see the superintendent, Mr. Churchwell, mentioned quite a bit. REC meetings, a superintendent meeting with ESD 112.
Shows the admin side, doesn't it? Leadership, connecting with the wider education system. Those things are crucial, even if they're not directly in the classroom.
Yeah, they keep the whole thing running. Then there's the Reach Each field trip to Howard's Haven Farm.
Experiential learning, right. Taking kids out of the building. What do you learn on a farm you can't get from book? Probably quite a lot.
Teamwork, maybe.
Yeah.
Practical skills. Understanding local resources.
Could be all of those. And then we see track meets dotted through the week, junior high and high school.
Yeah, JH and HS track meets. That points to the role of sports, extracurriculars, building that well-rounded experience.
Absolutely. Teamwork, discipline, school spirit.
Mm.
It's all part of it.
Huh?
And nice to see it for both younger and older students. Oh, and Tuesday had a school board meeting.
Right. The governance piece, transparency, community oversight.
Virtual.
And we can't skip Friday, April 25th, Wishram Pride Day.
Yes. What did that involve?
A whole school assembly, a school cleanup, and then a secondary town cleanup.
Wow. Okay. So not just pride in the school, but pride in the place itself.
Exactly. That feels like a really tangible way to build spirit and, I guess, civic responsibility, taking ownership of your surroundings.
It really hammers home that together part of their motto, doesn't it? Cleaning up the school and the town. That's active community involvement.
Okay, let's shift gears to the looking ahead section. This covers April 28th to May 4th. What stands out here?
Well, you see the continuation of some key things. Nurse and therapist availability, those REC meetings, shows consistency in support and admin.
Right, the foundations are still there.
But there are some new events, too, like a Japanese internment presentation.
That sounds important, a significant piece of history to engage with.
Definitely. A chance for critical thinking about civil liberties, social justice. Really valuable. And then there's also a Reach Arts in Education presentation.
So continuing that theme of creativity, bringing arts into the learning mix, how do you think that enhances things?
Oh, in lots of ways, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Different ways of understanding, expressing ideas could connect to other subjects too.
And look, a 6th and 7th grade field trip to Columbia Gorge Community College.
Well, that's interesting. Getting younger middle schoolers onto a college campus.
Yeah, planting that seed early, maybe? Showing them possibilities?
Exactly. Early exposure can be really powerful for aspirations. Then there's also a presentation for helping teens manage depression.
That's huge. Directly addressing adolescent mental health needs. Shows they're not shying away from tough topics.
Very important. And then, slightly different note, the WAG app mobile food truck is visiting.
Okay. What do you make of that? Support for families, maybe? Or just a fun lunch option?
Could be both, right? Mm-hmm. Practical support, potentially addressing food security. But also, yeah, the novelty of a food truck can just be a nice change of pace for everyone.
True. We also see sports pictures scheduled.
Right. Another nod to the importance of those extracurriculars celebrating the athletes.
And finally, it notes Mr. Churchwell, the superintendent, will be away at a conference for a few days starting May 3rd.
Right. Leadership development shows they're invested in staying current even as the year winds down. Professional growth is ongoing.
So stepping back and looking at this whole two-week snapshot, what's the big picture?
You really get a sense of a school that's deeply connected to its community, right?
Yeah, interwoven.
They're actively celebrating culture. They clearly prioritize student well-being, mental and physical, and they offer a real mix of academics, arts, sports, and practical support.
That finishing strong together sentiment really feels earned when you see all the pieces laid out like this.
It's quite remarkable how much insight you can glean from what looks like just a schedule. It shows the school's values in action. Community events, cultural nights, field trips, support staff.
Mm.
It paints a picture of a really dynamic place.
It really does. It makes you think, doesn't it, about just how much a school can be. It's not just classrooms and textbooks. It's a hub.
A hub for connection, for culture, for well-being.
Yeah. And looking at Wishram through this lens, it kind of prompts you, the listener, to consider how all these different threads, the community events, the cultural focus, the student support, how they all weave together to create, well, a vibrant local ecosystem. What makes a community thrive? Maybe schools like this are a big part of the answer.